Harper One and Harper Audio present Rewire, Your Neuro Toolkit for Everyday Life by Nicole Vignola. Read by me, Nicole Vignola. Intro. Brain matter, your own internal world and the way that it's been programmed. I was a first-year neuroscience undergraduate student the first time I held a brain. I'll never forget my professor telling me to make sure that I kept moving it around in my hands so that I wouldn't leave my fingerprints on it. My mind was utterly blown. As my thumbs lay over this brain's temporal lobe, I remember thinking about how I was touching every one of this person's memories. The gray matter that we were studying was, in fact, an entire life. Were they happy? Were my fingertips touching the exact moment they fell in love? Did they ever fall in love? Did they have children? Was I touching the day they got married? Or perhaps the saddest moment of their life, an incident that changed their life forever? At what point did they decide to donate their body to science? Maybe they were a scientist too. Did they feel the same way when they first held a brain in their hands? My index and middle fingers were touching their frontal cortex, and I wondered whether they had lived a good life or whether they had been troubled. All these events had taken place before me, and yet I was there, touching them from birth to death. My heart wanted to explode. This moment led me to think about something that I had always wondered. Is it by mistake or design? Lana Del Rey. For as long as I can remember, I've been trying to answer this question. Is it by mistake, by chance, or design? Life, our minds, our beliefs, our habits and behaviors. Is our programming by chance or design? Are our habits and behaviors dictated and chosen by us? Or do we accidentally acquire them through our environment? It wasn't until I completed my degree in neuroscience that I realized the answer is both. We're shaped by the world around us through external things such as our peers, our circumstances, our religion, our culture, and for the most part, we should hold on to all those things. We're also shaped by negative thought patterns and narratives we repeat to ourselves, which hold us back from achieving what we want to. We have all believed that we are not good enough at one point in our lives. We have all fixated on something we wish we could change, which prevents us from reaching our fullest potential. Some of these beliefs, habits, and behaviors are acquired by chance, and some we have designed for ourselves. But the beauty of the human mind is that no matter how these beliefs were shaped, they can be changed. We can change our programming by our own design. This book is going to explain how our brains are capable of change from a neuroscientific perspective and provide you with a neuro toolkit that you can apply to your everyday life. The hope we can all hold on to is that we can create ourselves at any time and be whoever we want to be, despite what we may have previously believed. As a statement I often hear, I am wired this way. Scrap that, because by virtue of how the neurons in our brains associate with one another, we can shape our thoughts, habits, and behaviors to rewire the subconsciously programmed beliefs we hold about ourselves. The story we tell ourselves about ourselves underpins how we perceive ourselves. This then drives our automatic reactions and behaviors, which, in turn, change how others perceive us. Our life experience will equal what we have paid attention to, whether by choice or by default. William James. Weeks after that initial lecture in the neuroanatomy lab, we went back for a dissection class. I remember being tired and struggling to concentrate. My iPhone was running out of battery and it prompted me to switch on low power mode. And that's when I had another light bulb moment. The brain is your hardware, and the memories, thoughts, and habits and behaviors within it are the software. The software is your mental health and personality, and the hardware is your brain health. Both need to be working optimally to support each other. Aha! That's why I was struggling to concentrate. I was tired, and thus, the hardware that is my brain wasn't working optimally, and so paying attention and trying to retain information was so difficult. I was essentially operating in low power mode. My brain was prioritizing the most basic functions, so software updates were not important. This made me realize that for someone to upgrade their software and make new connections and retain information, the hardware needs to work well too. That's also why I was struggling to keep up with the pressures of university after having moved to a new city. I was overwhelmed. I wasn't taking care of those fundamental aspects of my health and well-being, which directly impacted my brain health. I realized that to positively influence my thought patterns, behaviors, and actions, and to retain any information in my lectures, I had to take care of my brain to support my mental health and make new connections. These connections that each neuron makes, invisible to the naked eye, decided how you're
Sample complete. Ready to continue?